with Pastor Lindsay Williams. We're very thankful to have him on with us today. Very appreciative. Hope everybody gets this interview off the InfoWars.com podcast and spreads it around to their friends and families and get that DVD and CD and book. Let's jam in a few more calls here. Got to have Lindsay back up next week to take more. Should have gone to him earlier, but we're going to him. Michael in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It seems as though we're watching a runaway train coming at us in slow motion. I'd like to pose three quick questions in regards to a statement you made last time you were on the show. You had made the statement that they were doing this to bankrupt the Arabs. I would like you to elaborate on who they are and possibly speak to why wouldn't the OPEC nations band together and control the supply of oil to raise the price of it or to prevent
them because they can't. It's a cartel because we have plenty of oil here because they've got it all capped off, basically, because they're not the only controllers of the oil, Lindsay.
OPEC has nothing to do with the price of a barrel of oil. They just think they do.
It's set in the city of London every day.
Yeah, the elite bring them into line every now and then and slap their hands to let them know that they have no control over it whatsoever. Now, I know your first question, and I appreciate it. I would love to answer it. The very first thing that people want to know and expect me to say whenever they ask who are the elite, they want me to get ethnic. I'm not going to do that, and I'll tell you why. I lived with these people for 3 years. I know who they are and what ethnic groups they may be a part of. They are not of any one particular ethnic group. And at this point, I must say, these people, if you want to know who they are, go to the heads of the World Bank and the IMF, and you basically will know who most of these people are, along with Daddy Bush and a few others who are at the very top of the list. And you start out with about a dozen people, and you wind up with hundreds in the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, each one knowing less than the person down the line knew at the very top. And that basically is who these people are.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Even high-up people are compartmentalized and don't even know what we know because we're generalists who study the enemy operations, read all their white papers, you know, talk to experts from different factions. The enemy operates off of compartmentalization. That's why their symbol's the pyramid, the ultimate symbol of compartmentalization. Correct, Pastor?
Yes, that's correct.
Anything else, sir?
I would like you to speak to the people, and I hope you don't take personal offense to this, sir, the people that would say, this guy's just trying to sell DVDs or trying to get people to subscribe to his list.
Well, listen, we're out of time. I got to let you go because the show's over with Lindsay Williams right here, but I'm going to say this. You know, I said that they would announce that they were going to have troops on the streets of America, and it's happening now. But instead, it's all about, well, why does Alex Jones say that? I'm right. Deal with the issue. And of course we got to sell DVDs. Of course he's saying make copies of them. But of course we've got to be able to operate. How do you think we pay for equipment? How do you think Lindsay is able to do this? Okay, but frankly, he's retired and doesn't even need it. That's why he says get it and make copies. It's a red herring. We're not the ones doing this to the economy. Lindsay Williams and Alex Jones aren't the New World Order. We're here warning you. But you've been trained and conditioned since being a child to never be able to focus in on real issues, to always kill the messenger or divert off with a psychological distraction. And it's mass mental illness. And I wanted to get to more calls, but we are just flat out of time. But I will get to Gene and Jeff and John and others with Major Stubblebine because he'll be able to speak to these issues. Major General Stubblebine coming up. But I want to thank you for coming on the show with us today, Lindsay Williams.
Alex, thank you for the privilege. Folks, you listen to every word Alex Jones says. Don't you miss one day. Things are taking place so rapidly. They've accelerated that program so much.
Yeah.
And if you miss 24 hours, you're in trouble. Listen to Alex every day and
Absolutely.
Believe every word of it.
Plus, you judge a tree by its fruits. Lindsay Williams has always been right. Right about how they've got all that oil capped up in Alaska. Right about how oil was going to go down by $100 a barrel. Right about everything. Judge a tree by its fruits. Good Lord, I can't, excuse me. Lindsay Williams, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
You too.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we had a scheduling issue. This happens. So Major General Stubblebine will not be on with us today. We just went live, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv, so we're rescheduling. He and his accomplished wife, Dr. Labo, to Wednesday for a full hour with us, because so much is happening with Codex Alimentarius. But I also wanted to do half the interview about Codex Alimentarius, that they've been to Europe repeatedly to cover the takeover of the vitamins and minerals and nutrients by this international cartel, creating this monopoly to make you get a prescription for any basic vitamins. But I also wanted to talk about the population reduction agenda and get Major General's take on that, because, you know, both of these people together make an incredible interview. But we're honored right now. I'm just going to have her on for one segment, because we're going to have them both on with us on Wednesday in the fourth hour. Dr. Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., just an amazing lady. And Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., is the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. She's a graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine in 1970, believes passionately in the right of every American to choose a personal health path that is free of government and corporate interference. And if I went through the rest of her bio, 35 years standing up to corruption and tyranny, that would take the rest of the time we have here today. But again, coming up Wednesday, we will have her and Major General Stubblebine, her husband, on with us for a full hour. Okay, just giving us a teaser of what's currently happening. You got back in the last month, but you've been all over the world as of late from Europe, literally battling against Codex Alimentarius. For those that don't know what it is, describe what it is and break down what we're facing and why it's so important.
You bet. Codex Alimentarius is not an intestinal parasite, although it sounds like it is. It's a UN agency, and that should already get your red flags up. It's a UN agency designed to control the international trade of food. What that means is setting guidelines and standards and allowing the international industrializers of the food supply, including the genetic engineering folks, Monsanto and Bayer and the others, to set the rules as to what food needs to be and what it can't be. And under Codex, what it can't be is wholesome, clean, unadulterated, and health-producing, because Codex is actually the creature of the pharmaceutical industry, which wants you to have damaged, degraded, and non-nutritive food filled with toxins so that you become ill. Then Codex and the FDA, its handmaiden, will make it impossible for you to get high-potency nutrients so that you can protect or repair, protect yourself from or repair the damage that that food does to you. So what we're talking about is a food system designed to make everybody on the planet, and I do mean everybody on the planet, except, of course, the controllers, as ill as possible with the highly economically productive diseases that the pharmaceutical industry makes its amazing profits from: cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity. Those are the diseases that the World Health Organization defines as the chronic diseases of undernutrition. Take away the nutrition, get people sick, take away natural medicine, make profits, then they die, and you have depopulated the world of the, quote, useless eaters. That's Codex in a nutshell.
Doctor, during the break, we may, well, we're going to end it at the end of this break. Your phone's got a lot of static on it, so we may try to reconnect. But bottom line, when we say that the globalists, the internationalists, have weaponized the food supply, we're not joking around about that. You're a medical doctor. You've been researching this. I know that doing your own separate research from mine or others, that you and General Stubblebine have found that, indeed, it is a population reduction plan, and it's all done through compartmentalization, and that they are, indeed, cornering the world food supply, buying up the heirloom seeds while building these doomsday vaults, that they know they're bringing on an environmental holocaust, while in the name of global warming, they're bringing in all this regulation and control over the general public. Can you speak to that?
Well, let's talk about just genetically engineered food. Now, most of your listeners are probably in the United States. Right now, by the way, that's not static. That's torrential rain, because I'm in Panama setting up a food system education program to teach farmers and non-farmers how to grow clean, non-genetically modified, wholesome food in as little as a 4-foot square area. If you're not a farmer, or on your farm if you are, that's why you hear that tremendous rain. Food, let's take genetically modified food. 80 to 85% of everything that Americans typically eat contains genetically modified food components. The government of Austria last week reduced a study showing that genetically modified corn, the basis of most of our prepared foods, causes sterility in laboratory rats. Now, do you really think that's an accident? Do you really think that controlling the world's food supply, as Monsanto says that it will do by 2010, and introducing ubiquitous foods that cause sterility, cancer, remember that's profitable, and autoimmune disease, again profitable, infertility and death, do you really think that's an accident? I don't. Do you really think the fact that the United States FDA refuses to allow scientific studies and automatically approves any patent any patented genetically modified food to enter the food chain is an accident.
Do you really think it's an accident that out of over 200 different types of plastics, 55, 60 years ago, they chose the only plastic that leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones that also is linked to sterility and lowered sperm counts? And everywhere in the world where it's used, not only are the mammals becoming sterile, but where that water, excreted through sewer systems, is getting into the water, most of the frogs and alligators are being born hermaphrodites. So, again, everything they do targeting reproduction because they're eugenicist.
That is correct. They are eugenicists. They are not food agricultural industrialists. They are not medical health or illness care system industrialists. They are eugenicists. 5 years ago, that would get you branded as a lunatic. Today, more and more people are realizing that they are being targeted for eugenics, slow eugenics or fast eugenics. The World Health Organization in 1985 announced in writing, and I have a copy of this document, that the purpose of the supposed smallpox eradication program that they were carrying out at that point was to induce sterility without notification in a vast number of African women to, quote, and this is the part that is in black and white, quote, eliminate 150 million excess sub-Saharan Africans. Well, I don't believe any of us is excess. And you must remember the World Health Organization, which is one of the organizations that runs Codex for the United Nations, has just been convicted in the Philippines High Court, that's their Supreme Court, of involuntarily sterilizing 3 million or more Filipino women through the use of a supposed tetanus vaccine, which actually induces sterility. What we're talking about is a multi-pronged evil approach to getting rid of us so that they, whoever they are, and I know that you've talked a lot about who they are, Alex, so that they can control the non-renewable resources of the planet. And I have this, in fact, from the very mouth of a patient whom I treated, because as a physician I've treated some interesting people. This woman is a head of state who told me that she'd been raised to believe that it was the way of the world to eliminate the useless eaters because they were consuming their non-renewable natural resources, their resources, meaning the resources of the master class. And I said to her, did it ever occur to you that perhaps those non-renewable resources actually belong to the people who live on the land above them? And she looked at me and said, well, no, it never did. That's what we're dealing with, Alex. General Stubblebine and I would love to talk to you at length about how this all fits together with the coming famine of 2009, the need to grow your own food in your apartment, on your backyard, or in community gardens, to purchase clean, wholesome, organic food, and to push back against the genocidalists before it's too late.
Well, Dr. Labo, we're about to break. You've got your book there. You're set Wednesday, coming up in about 48 hours, or to be on with us for an hour. Do you have your book? Is there a better time this week where perhaps I could have you guys on for an hour and a half? So we could really flesh all this out?
I would be happy to rearrange my schedule on Wednesday to make sure that we have that hour and a half. Are we starting at 2 your time, or are we starting at 1:30 your time?
1:30 Central Standard Time, and so that would be about 45 minutes earlier than we're speaking right now. Your time.
You got it. And meanwhile, let me ask people to go to our website.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to come back. Let's come back and do one more segment. This is too important. Absolutely. Go to the website, healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org. Folks, it's all true. They're murdering all of us. They're killing your children. Cops, military, they're poisoning us all. Everything is weaponized. We have the documents. It's all documented.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100 person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
I think this song is apropos of what we're talking about right now. Sending out an SOS. I mean, I've been to the FEMA camps, folks. I can't believe what they've done to this country. You know, they know we have a blind spot to not be able to imagine such evil, not be able to deal with such wickedness. We've got a schedule change on my end, and I apologize for the confusion. It's all my fault here. I'm going to be on Press TV in that fourth hour on Wednesday. So we're going to give you 2 hours of the doctor and the Major General Stubblebine. Appreciate them giving us those 2 hours on Thursday. It's set in stone, 1 to 3 Central. That's 2 to 4 Panama time. Be sure and check out their website, healthfreedomusa.org. Just life-saving information there, and we'll do 2 hours on Thursday. In the 5 minutes we've got left, you've told the story. Many other medical doctors I've had on the show have told the story, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, like Dr. Monteith. You know, he's been a doctor for 50 years, about a child with cancer when he was going to medical school, you know, 45, 50 years ago, was like finding a leprechaun or a unicorn. I mean, it was like finding it didn't exist. And now, just dead kids with brain tumors left, right, all around us, everything, the cell phones, the plastics, all by design. And, of course, you've told the similar story. Explain to people what's happening, briefly.
What's happening is that the life expectancy of children born in the year 2000 and thereafter is dropping, so that for the first time in human history, we can expect that a child born in 2000 or thereafter will die before its parents on average, because the food is contaminated, because children are given cell phones, because cell towers are blasting us, and we've allowed that to happen, because our food contains genetically modified organisms unless we grow our own or eat totally organic or biodynamic food, because the plastics that we feed children water and milk and juice from, and God help us, Coca-Cola from, contain substances that dysregulate the entire endocrine system.
Well, that's the next issue. I mean, they just come out now and say that melamine is now not bad for you, and it's at 90% of the baby formula, Associated Press, and they admit, yeah, Coca-Cola's got pesticide in it, but the pesticide's good for you.
Pesticide is great for you. And on mainstream TV, we see a clip that says that mercury may actually promote behavioral competence and increase the IQ. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. So lies are the order of the day. We live in the Orwellian world of truth disguised as lies and lies disguised as truth. And if it weren't for people like you, Alex, and I hope for people like us, the reality would simply not be available to us. On one day, the FDA said that melamine has no safe level. It is not possible to have a safe level of melamine. The next day, melamine has been set at 1 part per million with no science, no testing, no safety assurance. But hey,
just like fluoride, just like fluoride, and to cover it up, like they did with fluoride leakage, killing people all over Tennessee is how it all started. They may just start adding it, saying it's a nutrient we've got to have. On national news, they're recommending adding statins forcibly to all the water. Did you see that, doctor?
I missed that one, but I'll tell you what. Giving statins to children, quote, protectively, is beyond anything the Germans did. Beyond anything these people did, even during the days of their Action 4 program, where they were killing German children starting at 0 and going to 17 and then adding in the rest of the population because they wanted to purify the German race when they had defective Germans. What we're doing now is worse than anything that the Nazis did.
It's Hellraiser. Hellraiser is going on all around you, or like something out of Event Horizon. That literally a mind like that is running things, and it's all systematically ambient background tyranny has just been slowly turned up like the frog in the pot, and now they're just savagely pounding us. Just bam, bam. Unbelievable.
That is absolutely correct. I wish I could disagree with you and say that you're an alarmist, Alex, or that you're misinterpreting information, or that you're exaggerating. Unfortunately, I believe that you are saying things exactly as they are, and that's what we at the Natural Solutions Foundation do. Now, I know that you are probably attacked as an alarmist and so on and so on, and so are we. Recently, two of the folks who ought to be saying, who ought to be truth-telling, went on the radio to say absolutely extraordinarily horrific lies about us. But you know what? That is how the system...
Hold on one moment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We'll be right back.
I know there's a lot of people out there that try to deny the issues we cover out of fear. Because there are real monsters in this world. And they control the heights above us. They introduce the poisons into the food supply, the water we drink, the air we breathe. They are releasing plagues upon the earth. They are drunk on the blood of billions. They have sold us that hundreds of millions of aborted children is a beautiful thing, that euthanized elderly is a wonderful right, that sodium fluoride and GMO foods, and small children with cell phones microwaving their brains is good. And rather than reject their lie, we're so afraid, we say, I'll just rationalize to myself and say that everything's okay and the New World Order loves me. Gene in Texas, John in Virginia, and others that are holding, we're going to take your calls for the balance of the show. I had a lot of notes that I wrote up last night. One of my daughter's doodles on the back. But three pages of handwritten and typed notes that I meant to go over. And it's all just too important to do it at the end of the show because I'm exhausted right now for some reason. It doesn't even bother me when people attack me for my own self. I don't even care. Facing all of this, like, blast your ego away. I mean, I'd love to be able to enjoy my little status and people knowing who I am. I'd love to be able to, be a guy out doing good work, but, you know, still enjoying it and enjoying the fight. I don't enjoy any of it. I take heart in the children we save from CPS by educating parents about the traps, or get people that get off of GMO foods or at least reduce it, or people that don't vaccinate their children, or people that find out. But it's like I'm so busy trying to warn other people that don't know that, you know, as we save people, for every person we save, we lose 1,000. And so I'm just so focused on all the carnage and destruction I see and all the horrible things I see happening to humanity that, I mean, I can't go eat fajitas and enjoy myself without feeling guilty for even enjoying myself. I don't know how to explain it. I can't even take off and go see a movie now because all I'm thinking about is the New World Order and all the stuff they're doing and how my going to a movie normalizes all of this. You know, we should be in the streets freaking out, pulling our hair out. But they just incrementally turn the tyranny up to where, you know, even I am acting insane. This is an insanely calm response to what they're doing. I mean, it's bad that they're putting fluoride in the water, and they knew it gave people cancer and attacked their glands and reduced their IQ by 20 points on average. I mean, that right there is mind-blowing. And now they're saying, yeah, melamine's good for you, mercury's good for you. Well, we used to say it was poison, but now it's good. Oh, you're dying. Good. Dying is good. It's psych warfare. They're just throwing everything in our... And, you know, I can go read all the behavioral psychologists and psychiatrists and study it and everything from Freud to Jung to Bernays, right through to the modern stuff. And they are practicing just savage. It's an art form, combinations of all these different psychological schools and brainwashing techniques and TV and neuro-linguistic programming and just subliminals, just targeting, just blasting people. To where we all just as they ambient, you know, background noise, like crickets is an ambient sound. And they get louder and louder and louder and louder until it just shatters your eardrums. You know, that's the analogy. They're just slowly turning the sound up, slowly. But now it's already, now they're starting to crank it even faster. And it's not ambient anymore. It's blaring all around us. Just tyrannies everywhere. And people are kind of waking up, but they still have no idea how deep it is. And it's so sick when you read Prince Philip or Ted Turner or all these UN chiefs or Jacques Cousteau or Eric Pianca or a Peter Singer. There's thousands of them all writing books and papers about how 90% of us need to be killed. That's one school, the government policies, 80% of us need to be killed. And then now they're losing ground to the suicidal nihilists. That's really what it's all about. And these top scientists will, like, be writing public papers. And then they'll just say, oh, I just love death. I just want to kill. I mean, that's like Pianka. He's sitting there and he's going, oh, I love Lucifer. On the UT website, it's all about how they got to kill us and get rid of us. And then he's dressed up in a druid outfit going, I love Lucifer. On the UT website. I mean, it's craziness. This guy's running around getting standing ovations saying, kill everybody. And then his students send me threatening emails and send me their white papers, send me their PhD papers. And then I Google their name, and it's them in lab coats at bioweapons labs. And the white papers, his graduate students, send me, you know, I wrote this 5 years ago, you piece of filth. And he's actually a moderate. I believe in total human extinction. We are a parasite. They're everywhere. They run it all. It's this base power trip. And you talk to these people, at the end of the day, they're not even that smart. They are just wicked. They just like, oh, we will kill everyone. Oh, yes. You don't understand. I mean, you know, that's the, you don't understand. It's like, I just want to, that's the response to these people, is just clean them out. They declare war on us, we declare war on them. This isn't a game, people. So I do everything I can to break people out of their trance. People say, oh, don't get so excited. Don't get upset. You're only allowed to get excited about the football game. That's when you're supposed to paint yourself up in war paint and simulated warfare. And it kind of tickles your mind and feels satisfying while you're there because that's an instinct to war, to defend yourself from oppression and enslavement. And they just make it into some little prosthesis, some little toy. You know, I use the analogy of it's like a blow-up doll. It's like a man who doesn't go out and actually find a mate and build a family. No, he has a blow-up doll. And blow-up dolls are what sports are to men's instincts to resist and fight. You understand? Sports is like a man going out, instead of getting a woman, it's like a man going out and taking his blow-up doll to dinner and buying his blow-up doll diamond rings. And buying his blow-up doll insurance. That's what sports is. It's a facsimile of warfare, a facsimile of human aggression. You have those instincts for a reason. But they tell you, oh, be nice in politics, be nice in culture, shut up, lay down. But the government isn't nice with all their militarized police and the troops and all the rest of it. See, only the government's allowed to be violent with you and aggressive. And then the only place a human being, a slave, is allowed to be speaking out publicly, it's crazy in here what's going on with guests today. I've got an IM here saying, Mike Adams from the Health Ranger, let me know if you want him on. Somebody set him up today? What's going on with all these guests? Oh, he wanted to comment. Okay, I didn't know that. We'll call him back and make sure he knows that I wasn't ignoring his call. Like, I've been wanting to get him on the show. Okay, that was strange then. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. All this eugenics and extermination and evil is going on, and it's targeting you and your family. And I know that's heavy, and I know that's hard to deal with. But we've got to get out of this mind-numbed thing we're in. We have got to get out of this mind-numbed position where we've just been taught to accept this. And then all the props, all the facades of liberty and freedom that they had up while they were building this technological murder system, this technological enslavement extermination grid, they're now pulling out all the facades and all the props, and all that's left is the tyranny. Oh, God. Let me plug some sponsors, and then we'll go to your calls here at the end of the show. these sponsors all make the show possible, and they're people I endorse, and I think you ought to check them out. One of them is eFoods Direct. You know, there's a lot of storable foods companies out there, but this is where I chose to get my storable foods. It's really high quality, freeze-dried and dehydrated. And it takes a big piece of the puzzle away from the enemy. They can't control you if you've got arms and you've got food and you're willing to defend it. That's how they do it. They cut the power and the water and the food off and make you come groveling to them. So give eFoods Direct a call. Get one of their free catalogs, get one of their audio or video CDs. But don't screw around. Go ahead and order food today, folks. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. There are big banners up at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the fine folks at eFoods Direct. So that number, again, is 800-409-5633 or the letter E, foodsdirect.com. And dovetailing with that is Ecola Blue. Ecola Blue is just a fabulous atmospheric water generator. It grabs water out of the air. I've actually gotten emails from people saying, there's no way the thing just gets water without being hooked up to pipes. Yeah, folks, there's water in the air. That's what clouds are. And I promise you, it's like you see a bottle of cold drink out and then water condensates on it. That's how it works. 7.5 gallons a day, 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. You've heard Willie Nelson talk about this. EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. And great tasting, pure H2O. And then it goes through five filters. No fluoride, no nothing. And believe me, the establishment doesn't like it. They don't like it when women breastfeed their children and don't drink the plastic poison. They don't like it when you stop drinking their poison water. They don't like it when you don't eat their GMO. So, 866-585-4044, ecolablue.com. And then dovetailing still continually with the eFoodsDirect.com is foodshortageusa.com. Food Shortage USA is not eFoods Direct. It's another fine outfit that has videos and books and materials available at foodshortageusa.com so that you can learn inexpensively how to store your own foods and what type of foods keep well. And it's just the basics of that, and it's a good place to start, foodshortageusa.com, to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average guy to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part of the system is that it gets you off the food grid. Even if you don't have a lot of money to spend, the site is foodshortageusa.com. It's not too late. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods, and you can do it for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. All right, let's take calls here for the balance of the show. Who is up next here? Gene in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be able to talk to you. I was hoping to talk to Lindsay or ask him a question, but since he's gone and Dr. Labo's gone, I'll just turn it into a fan call for you.
Well, you can ask me the question, too. I might know.
Well, it was about Lindsay's last visit to your show a couple of weeks ago, and he said something about crashing the U.S. economy, et cetera. And then it seemed like he said something about pumping up the Russian economy to make them the first world country and us the third world country.
Russia and China, yes. That is the stated trilateral commission plan. See, they're building world government out of our taxes, our money, our troops, while blaming us for all the tyranny. Then they're going to implode the U.S., make us a third world police state. They're done with us. Then they're going to move on into their world government based in Europe, Russia, and China.
Well, my next question is, should we run over there?
Oh, no, it's going to be horrible there, too, as well. They're waging war against humanity. They're attacking everybody with eugenics.
Yeah, well, okay. I can relate to that. I'm on board with Dr. Labo. In fact, I get her emails, and I get on the phone with my congressman. I've done all that kind of stuff every time she sends something out. So I'm fully aware of that one.
Yeah, but you can go to their website and sign up for free email alerts for listeners. I promised to plug that, and I hadn't done that yet. So.
And I just wanted to say also thank you. You are the one who woke me up. I found you on YouTube and didn't know any – well, I kind of knew that I really hated certain things going on in the government for several presidents now in succession, but I didn't really know or could put a reason to why all that was. But you certainly have educated me, and I want to thank you for that. All the guests you have, your knowledge, everything, I'm so happy that I'm able to get in touch with your program.
Well, we appreciate you, too, Gene. Good to hear from you. I'm going to, for the InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, in the interest of time, I'm going to skip this break. We'll be back for the AM and FMs in 3 minutes with final phone calls. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM in the first hour tonight talking about the open announcement of troops to be stationed in every town and city, and they are being trained to take your firearms. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a regional government in the Western Hemisphere was called for 50 years ago as a prelude to world government? The common market was passed off as just trading partners. But now we see every nation has lost its national sovereignty to a supranational government. Is this what is being accomplished in the Western Hemisphere through the North American Free Trade Agreement and other trade agreements? America's losing her national sovereignty also. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
As a man of peace. Barack Obama. This whole cabinet, a bunch of warmongering killers. They're coming.
We got sweet kids to get. We got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that ever has been sung.
But intentions can be evil. All right, let's go ahead and go to Lynn in California. You're on the air, Lynn. Thanks for holding.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. This is my first time ever, I think about my third time listening to your show, and I'm very glad that I got through. I just wanted to say earlier, make a comment. When the guy was talking, when I had brought up something about, I think when you had the minister on and he brought up something about how, you know, about you just want to sell your books or brought up, could possibly wanting just to sell your books and stuff. I wanted to make a comment to, I guess if he's still listening. Everything that you have talked about and other people similar to you in your field and on this subject, of this one world order and all this, the other things that are going on this planet have already happened. And they've been happening for the longest. And right now it's accentuating. But I can tell him this. I have suffered firsthand from everything what you've talked about, very similar, and I'm not of any political affiliation or any type of person, but I lost my own child, was viciously murdered in Texas, and it was a big cover-up behind. A very big one.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Involving even the feds.
Mm.
An undercover agent even came to one of my relatives, my aunt, and told her that it would jeopardize lives and positions if the truth came out. They were doing investigations throughout all those murders that were going on in Texas, but especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, of those kids, especially during that, in the 90s. And right to this day, we're fighting for some land that was illegally taken from one of my ancestors in the early 1900s. But up to this day, over 16,000 acres of prime oil and gas with coal and lignite. And yet, these oil companies have went in there, cut some type of deal, went in there all the way over to China. Now, I got the proof on that. 16,688.08 acres. And I can show you proof. It's three other people that I have the truth. And they had it hidden under a relative's wife. And tried, and then as soon as we couldn't find any, the family was just spending hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of getting these different lying lawyers, even two ex-judges in Texas, even a politician there in Texas. They claimed they couldn't find anything. But yet I have it, and two other people have proof where they had committed fraud in that county.
I know. The oil and gas, oil and gas, just from family I know that works in the oil fields and things, and it's so corrupt, and the scams and the things that are going on. That's what I mean. Corruption is just pandemic, and the little people are being attacked and cheated in the process. And God bless you. We're out of time, and I'm sorry to David and Amanda and others and Don. Call me back tomorrow. We'll be live tomorrow. I had all these notes and key issues I wanted to cover. Didn't get to it today, but I will tomorrow. All those notes I wrote are somewhere here in the crazy stack. But I appreciate everybody, all the AM and FM affiliates. Very thankful if you're listening on AM or FM. Be sure and tell everybody about it. Great way for folks to tune in. You know, you're at the checkout line. Tell them about, you know, radio stations we're on, like 90.1 in Austin or 590 in Austin or stations all over the country. And don't forget the free podcast at Infowars.com. Over 110,000 people a day downloading that for free. And the archives as well. Rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.